हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। We are beginning here. The Atma Swarupa Lakshanam, imparted by Lord Yama to Nachiketas. Nachiketas asked for Jnanam. So Lord Yama, by way of praising Nachiketas, he actually again brought to light the importance of the knowledge, actually glorification of the knowledge. Now in this 14th mantra, we saw under the 13th mantra, in this very 14th mantra itself, Atma Swarupa Lakshanam is discussed. What is this Atma? Already Nachiketas expressed his view very clearly. That he was sure there is a truth, and which is implied with the term Atma. The truth is definitely distinct from this body, mind, sense complex. This much Viveka he already had. Only thing what he wanted to know was what that Atma was. So here we're going to see here the Mantra number 14. Anyatra dharmad. After the second dharmad, you can have a small pause. Anyatra dharmad. Anyatrasmat krita krita. I want to say, I chant this whole thing without any break, no pause in between then. Anyatra dharmad, anyatra dharmad, anyatra smat krita krita smat. Anyatra bhutaccha bhavyaccha yattat. Anyatra bhutaccha Bhavyachayat Tat Pashyati Tadvada Yat Tat Pashyasi Tadvada Anyatra Bhutacha Bhavyachayat Tat Pashyasi Tadvada Anyatra Bhutacha Bhavyacha Yat Tat Pashyasi Tadvada Anyatra Dharmad Anyatra Dharmat Anyatrasmat krita kritat Anyatra bhutaccha bhavyaccha Yat tat pashyasi tadvada. So Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this mantra as the sentence from Nachiketas, a statement of Nachiketas. Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this mantra. Yadyaham yogyaha prasannaschasmi bhagavan mam prati. Yadi aham yogyaha. If I am eligible to receive this knowledge, prasannaschasmi bhagavan, O Lord Yama, and if you are pleased with me, then mam prati. Okay, prasannaschasmi mam prati. You are also pleased with me, then please do impart that knowledge. Sentence has to be completed. So Lord Yama says, anyatra dharmad, anyatra dharmad, anyatra asmat krita kritat. अन्यत्र भूताच्च भूयाच्च यत्तत् पश्यसि यत्तत् पश्यसि तद्वद। In fact, this is a very profound mantra which beautifully presents the definition of the Atma. Atma is that which is free from dharma and adharma. Anyatra, dharmat anyatra. So here, the word anyatra literally means elsewhere. But here, in conversational language, when you learn the word meaning of the word anyatra, elsewhere. But here in this context, anyatra means other than. That's the meaning, other than. Dharmat anyatra, anyatra adharmat. Anyatra asmat krita kritat. We come across anyatra dharmat, anyatra adharmat, anyatra asmat krita kritat. The word anyatra is repeated 3 times. It is other than dharma, that which is other than dharma, other than adharma, other than asmat krita kritat. Then we have to supply again anyatra, bhutat bhavyat cha anyatra. Again anyatra comes second line also. So 4 times the word anyatra is repeated. Bhutat cha bhutat cha bhavyat cha bhavyat cha. All the words are in 5th case. Dharmat adharmat asmat krita kritat bhutat bhavyat cha. Means Atma is something which is other than all this. So, yat tat pashyati tadvada. So, he says, yat that which is that dharmat anyatra, anyatra asti, anyatra asti, asti, we are suffering the word asti or bhavati to make it very clear. Anyatra asti. So, yata is that reality which is distinct. Anyatra is other than dharma means that which is distinct. That which is distinct. So, the word dharmaha here means the punyam earned as a result of righteous action, the punyam earned as a result of any action which is not in conform, which is not against dharma. So dharmaha, the word dharmaha does not mean dharma. The word dharmaha implies here punyam. So adharmaha here means, adharmaha here means the papam. Why? Because the righteous action results in accumulating punyam. Therefore, the word dharma here implies the punyam. Adharmaha is a papam because non-righteous action results in accumulation of papam. So, that which is other than means that which is distinct from. So, anyatra literally means elsewhere, but here you should take as other than. Other than means what? Distinct. Dharmat anyatra, adharmat anyatra. Yat. So that which is, you take the relative pronoun yat there, that which is distinct from dharma, that which is distinct from adharma. So that which is distinct from punyam and papam, which means that which is free from punyam and papam. That which is free from punyam and papam, distinct from punyam and papam. Then, anyatra asmat krita kritat. So, kritam means, literally krita means action. And akrita means that which is not done. Literally it means kritam done, akritam not done. But here, kritam is effect, Akritam is cause. So, krita akritat anyate. It's very interesting bhashyam we have, very beautifully explained in Kena Upanishad, this aspect. Let me still make it clear here itself. So, kritam literally means done, the past passive participle. Akritam means not done, but here, produced, unproduced. Therefore, here it means, kritam means effect, akritam means cause. So, the product is kritam, akritam is the cause. Krita kritat anyatra. So, that which is distinct from the cause and effect. What about this asmat? Asmat means it's a this from this. That which is distinct from cause and effect. That which is distinct from cause and effect. That which is distinct from punyam and papam. Means that which is neither the cause nor the effect. Then bhutat cha bhavyat cha anyatra. That which is distinct from. Distinct from. Swamiji prefers the word distinct because when you say different, we'll think of something being away also. That which is distinct from the past, bhutam, bhutakalaha, bhuta past, bhavyam, future. Bhutat cha bhavyat cha anyatra. That which is distinct from past and present means that which is free from all three periods of time. Okay. Bhutat bhavyat cha. Yat tvam pashyasi. That which you see, tadvada, please do tell me that. Please do teach that. Okay. Very simple sentence. Anyatra dharmat, anyatra adharmat, anyatra asmat, krita kritat. So, krita akritat, krita kritat. Anyatra bhutat cha bhavyat cha yat tat pashyasi tadvada. Please teach me that. Okay. Not a CD. If it is neither punyam, atma is that which is neither punyam nor papam. But there cannot be punyam or papam without the atma. There cannot be doer without atma. There cannot be performer of action without the atma. There cannot be performance of action without the atma. There cannot be the result of the action performed also without the atma. But definitely, atma is not any of the three. We have to supply one more word, okay? Here, neither punyam nor papam. Therefore, atma is free from the performer, the performance, the performed, the result of the performance of the action also. Performed action. If atma is distinct from, atma is not any of them, atma is distinct from all the three. Therefore, the atma has no punyam and papam. Atma is free from punyam and papam. Atma is distinct from punyam and papam. There is something called punyam as a result of right action, something called papam as a result of wrong action. That punyam and papam cannot exist outside of the atma, do not exist outside of the atma. But atma is free from punyam and papam. Atma is distinct from punya papam. Dharmat anyatra. Similarly, atma is free from cause and the effect. Atma is neither the cause nor the effect, but there cannot be something called cause outside of the atma, without the atma. There cannot be effect also without the atma. But atma is neither the cause nor the effect. Atma is distinct from cause and effect. Kritat karanat, akritat karanat, kritat karyat. Karana karyat vyatiriktam vyatiriktaha atma. Karana karyat vyatiriktaha. कारणकार्ययोः व्यतिरिक्तः आत्मा, कारणकार्यात् व्यतिरिक्तः आत्मा. मीन् वाट्? आत्मा इस् डिस्टिङ्क्ट् फ्रम् बोत् कास् अण्ड् इफेक्ट्. दट् इस् मेड् वेरि क्लियर्. नाट् सो आत्मा इस् फ्री, अब्सोल्युट्लि फ्री फ्रम् टैम्. इफ् आत्मा इस् फ्री फ्रम् दिस् पीरियड्स् आफ् टैम्, त्री पीरियड्स् आफ् टैम्, पास्ट्, प्रसेण्ट् अण्ड् फ्यूचर्. इफ् आत्मा इस् सिट् वि हियर्, भूतात् भव्यात् च अन्यत्र, डिस्टिङ्क्ट्. अन्यत्र the word is used in the sense of vyatiriktah. Vyatiriktah means distinct. Vyatiriktah vilakshanah. Okay, let us see this, let us see the meaning, then I go back to the unfoldment. Bhashyam, let us see the bhashyam. Anyatra dharmat. Shankara Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. Anyatra dharmat. What is Bhagavatpada's commentary here? Shastriyat. Anyatra dharma chastriyat. Dharma chastriyat. Anyatra dharma chastriyat. Means, the anyatra dharmat is equal to shastriyat. We break the sandhi. Chattva sandhi is there. Shastriyat. Dharma anushthanat. Shastriyat dharma anushthanat. Tat phalat. Tat karakebhyascha prithakbhutam ityarthah. Anyatra dharmat. What is the, for one word, Shankaracharya writes a long sentence. Atma tattvam, the truth of the self, the truth of the atma, the essential nature of the reality. Okay, reality is atma tattvam, the truth, the reality is distinct from the dharmaha, distinct from punyam. What is the word punyam? How punyam, the word punyam is explained by Shankaracharya. Shastriyat dharma anushthanat. Tat phalat. Tat karakebhyascha prithak bhutam. Prithak bhutam. Prithak means separate. Prithak bhutam means that which obtains separately, or that which obtains as a separate entity. Bhutam, obtaining. That which obtains as a separate entity. Prithak bhutam, that which is distinct. From what? Shastriyat dharma anushthanat. Shastriyat dharma anushthanat. See, anushthanam means following. Anutishtati is the verb. Tishtati, stha is the root. Tishtati is the verb. Anutishtati is the present tense verb. Then the noun form is anushthanam, following. Anutishtati follows. Anushthanam, following. So anushthanat, by following. Anushthanat. Anushthanat. What? By following the dharma. By following all those. By following the dharma means by following the way of life enjoined by the shastram. Shastriya dharma anushthat. Shastriya means anything pertaining to Shastram is said to be Shastriya. Anything pertaining to Shastra is Shastriya. So Shastriyat Dharmanushthanat. As a result of, due to, because of, Panchami Bhakti comes, due to the following of, or because of the following of, or by following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Shastriyat Dharmanushtanat. So as a result of following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, Tat Phalat means as a result of following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, Atma is distinct. What result of following the life enjoined by the Shastram? Punyam. So Punyat Anyatra, Dharmat Anyatra. Which dharma, which punyat, which punyam? Simply, one can earn punyam, good merits, which can be translated into the experience of pleasures, experience of desirable situations and results later on. That punyam is always earned as a result of living or following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. So Atma is distinct from Punyam, means Atma is distinct from the Punyam which can be earned as a result of following the way of life ordained by the Shastram. Okay. Not only Phalat, Tatkarakebhyascha. So Karakaha means accessory, Karakam means accessory. That which is involved in performance of an action is called karakam. An accessory required for performing an action is called karakam. Why? Karayati iti karakam. Karayati iti karakam. So that which makes the action possible. That which makes the action possible, that which enables the action happen is karakam. Karayati, karoti, causative verb is karayati. Karoti does, makes, performs. Karayati makes. Other person do. So here karakam is accessory. Literally karakam, accessory. Karakani, accessories required for performing any action, religious activity or secular or sacred activities. Karakani. So karakebhyascha prithak means Atma is distinct from all the accessories involved in performing any action. So what are the accessories? First of all, subject of action, object of action, instrument of action, purpose of action, the locus of action. Like this, except the sixth case, possessive or genitive case, all the case forms are what? Karakas. The subject, object, instrument, purpose, the locus. Like this, all the karakas must be involved. You can ask this question. Kaha karoti? Who is the performer of the action? Kaha karoti? Subject. You get the answers as subject. Karakam. Karaka number one. Prathama karakam. What does he does what? Who does it? You take it for Rama does it. Then subject you get. He does what? The karma. Object comes. Object of action. He does what? How does he eat? Sorry, how does he do? How does he do? With what does he do? With what does he do? How does he do? Then instrumental cause. So the instrument of action, in the instrument associated with the action. What is the purpose of his doing that? Kimartham karoti, kaha karoti, kim karoti, kena karoti, katham karoti, or kimartham karoti. You can also ask kutaha, why? Then you can say kutra karoti, where does he do? If you ask all these questions, you get subject of action, object of action, instrument of action, purpose of action, the locus of location of the action also. Like this. That's why they see, if you, when you see the declensions, except the possessive case, all the other six cases are associated with the action. That's why those are said to be karakani, the accessories. So we can involve, suppose in performing a ritual, say yajamana, performer of the ritual, the person who gives dakshina for performing the ritual, and the actually the priest who is appointed to perform the ritual, the ingredients required for ritual, and the purpose of performing a ritual, and then all the four priests involved, they're all accessories. So in performing a ritual, Vedic ritual, 18 accessories are involved. You know that. You learnt it in Mundaka Upanishad. Do you all remember that? Okay. In performing a Vedic ritual, 18 accessories are involved. We learnt it in Mundaka Upanishad. If you do not remember, you can go back and refer to your book. Okay. Anyway, but in simple, any day-to-day, any activities, these accessories are involved. And all these accessories, Atma is none of these accessories. Karakebhyaha prithak bhutam. Karakebhyaha prithak bhutam. That which is completely different, distinct, separate from all the accessories involved in the action. So Atma is not the doer. Atma is not the done. Atma is not any instrument of action. Atma is not in the purpose of action. Atma is not the locus of action. Atma has nothing to do with the action. But without Atma, no, there cannot be none of these accessories. The subject, object, instrument, purpose, none of these accessories of action can exist without the blessing of the Atma. But Atma is none of them. Atma is neither of them. Atma is absolutely free, distinct from these accessories involved in action. So, or one anyatra dharmat, Shankaracharya writes this long explanation. Shastriyat dharmat anushtana dharma. Shastriyat dharma anushtanat tat phalat tatkarakebhyascha, tatkarakebhyascha, prithak bhutam ityarthaha. This is the meaning of that expression, anyatra dharmat. Atma is that which is distinct from all the karakas, the results of action in terms of punyam. It is distinct from even the rituals or even the activities. Okay. Next, tatha anyatra adharmat. Anyatra adharmat. Tatha anyatra asmat krita kritat. Similarly, Atma is not only distinct from the punyam, so also Atma is distinct from papam also. This is where other cultures fail. For them, they think, you know, adharma is not involved. No, adharma is not there. Only dharma is, they accept. Only dharma, not adharma. Atma is distinct from adharma also, papam also. It means, what is papam? Now you can make out. So, living a life, not following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Living a life which transgresses the universal values. It results in accumulation of papam. Will Atma incur any papam? Does Atma incur any papam? Atma has to exhaust the papam. Does Atma have to exhaust the papam? No, Atma is free from papam. Earned as a result of wrong actions. Then, Kritam, expense kritam. Kritam means karyam. Karyam means effect, product. Akritam. Akritam means karanam. Asmat anyatra. Asmat anyatra means this atma is distinct from cause and effect. So we need not, we should not take atma as the karanam. Definitely atma is neither the cause nor the effect. It means you look at the whole universe as the effect. And there is a cause of this universe. Definitely there is a cause of the universe. Is atma the cause of the universe? No. Atma is definitely not the cause of the universe. Is atma the effect then? No. Atma is neither the effect. Atma is distinct from both cause and effect. Atma is distinct from cause and effect. But atma is not distant from cause and effect. Why? Because without the atma, there cannot be cause, there cannot be effect. Cause cannot exist without the atma. Effect cannot enjoy status of existent without the atma. So, atma is distinct from cause and effect, but atma is not distant from the cause and effect. But we should not mistake the atma as the cause or as the effect. That's the meaning. Kincha anyatra bhutat. Anyatra bhutat cha atikrantat. Okay, bhutat means what? Atikrantat kalat. Atikrantaha kalaha bhutakalaha. Shankaracharya defines beautifully. Bhutakalaha means past time. So, atikrantaha kalaha, the time which has passed, is what atikrantaha kalaha. Atikrantat kalat anyatra. Atma is distinct from the time in terms of past. Bhavyat cha, bhavyat cha. Bhavyat means bhavishyataha cha. Atma is distinct from bhavyat is equal to bhavishyataha kalat. Future also. Tatha vartamanat. So mantra does not say present time. So Shankaracharya adds in his commentary, vartamanat, similarly distinct from the present also. Atma is distinct from past, present and future. Atma is distinct from three periods of time. The past, present and future enjoy their existence in the Atma. Atma does not have past, present and future. Atma is distinct from these three periods of time. I taught you in Dakshinamurti Stotram class, what is this time? The time is nothing but caused by, the time and the space are caused by the play of Maya. When the Vikshepa Shakti of Maya becomes operated, only then time and space come into existence. And it is the time, when the time and space come into existence, they contribute for the divisions. Vertical division and horizontal division. That is how the whole jagat becomes manifest and differentiated. I taught in Dakshinamurti Stotram. I do not want to start that now. Let me finish this mantra here. So, which means bhutat bhavyacha bhavishyatahacha tatha vartamanat. Vartamanat kalat means from the present time. Bhutat from past. Bhavyat from bhavishyataha, from future. Vartamanat from the present. So atma is distinct from past, present and future times. Kalatrayena yanna parichidyate. Parichidyate means limited. Parichidyate means limited. Parichedaha, limitation. Parichedaha, limitation. Parichidyate is limited. Na parichidyate. Atma is not limited by what? Limited by Kalatrayena, three periods of time. Na parichidyate Kalatrayena. Atma is not limited by a set of three periods of time. Kalatrayena na parichin par parichidyate, because time itself has existence in Atma. How can time limit the Atma? Therefore, Kalatrayena yat na parichidyate ityartha. The meaning here is bhutat bhavyat cha anyatra, means Atma is distinct from three periods of time. Atma is not limited by, bound by three periods of time. Yadu yidrisham vastu, yadu yidrisham vastu, that which is of that reality which is of this sort. Yidrisham, this sort. That which is of this sort, that vastu means reality. What is reality? What is vastu? That which alone is vastu. The vastu is a very nice word. Vastu is a word which is used to mean anything. But here, in Sanskrit language, vastu means that which alone is vastu. With reference to ocean, water is the vastu, substance. With reference to ornament, gold is the vastu. With reference to furniture, wood is the vastu. With reference to any garment, fabric is the vastu. With reference to fabric, yarn is the vastu. With reference to yarn, cotton is the vastu. Okay? Vastu, that which lends existence, that which alone is, in the form of. Okay? That's the meaning. Therefore, yadu yidrisham vastu, that reality which is of this sort, which is distinct from past and present, which is past, present and future, that which is not limited by time, that which is distinct from punyam and papam, that which is distinct from cause and effect, this sort of vastu. Sarva vyavahara gochara atitam. Sarva vyavahara gochara atitam. Sarva vyavahara gochara atitam. Okay. Atita means distinct. That which is distinct from sarva vyavahara, all transactions. Sarve bhyaha vyavahare bhyaha atitaha atma. Sarvebhyaha vyavaharebhyaha atitaha atma. Sarva vyavahara atitaha atma. Which samasa you have to make out. Sarva vyavahara atitaha atma. So, that which is distinct from all forms of transactions. Then, sarva gochara atitaha atma. Sarva gochara atitaha atma. So gochara. So you can say that which is distinct from all objects of knowledge. Gochara means anything which is available for knowledge as an object is gochara. Either through sense person. Go means knowledge. Gochara means that which is available for knowledge through any of the instruments. Certain things can be perceived through senses. Certain aspects can be understood, okay, mentally. Now you don't see through physical eyes, the physical sense organs. So perceptible, knowable through sense organs is what gocharam. So here Atma is distinct from all forms of transactions, physical transactions, and also physical activities, Atma is free from all forms of objects of knowledge. Sarva vivahara gochara atitam pashyasi. That which you see as that which is distinct from all this, yad tad vada mahyam. Please do teach me that. See, already he's so clear. This Nachiketa is so clear. Already he knows this much. He knows Atma is definitely something distinct from all this. But what is that? So 15th mantra. Only here, Yamadharma Raja begins his teaching. Even now he doesn't begin his teaching. He's going to say, I'm going to teach you briefly. Okay. Let us see the mantra first. Then we'll see the meanings. So, the 14th mantra, so again Nachiketas makes it very clear what he wants to know. Don't tell me there is Atma. I know there is Atma. And I know how that Atma is. That Atma is distinct from all this. Which means Nachiketas has already great understanding of all the perishable things of the world. The entirety of the objective universe, anything associated with the objective world is subject to time. That he knows very well. So punyam, actions are associated with the world. The results of actions associated with the world, even the all the karakas involved with the actions, associated in the actions also part of the objective universe. Therefore, the results also, what punya papa also must be associated with the world. Therefore, he is very clear. The anything pertaining to the world, he gives a beautiful list of things here. Punya papam, cause and effect. In this world, everything is, the whole jagat is what? In the realm of cause-effect system. The cause and effect, punya-papam, the accessories, all are definitely, now Atma is not any of them. Atma is distinct from all of them. This much he already knows. But what is that Atma, which does not come under the category of anything within the realm of this objective universe? That is his question.
Iti evam prishtavate mrityuhu uvacha. Iti evam prishtavate mrityuhu uvacha. Mrityuhu, Lord Yama said to Nachiketas, who asked thus. Iti thus evam, in this manner, prishtavate, to the one who asked. To Nachiketas, who asked, Prishtavan, the one who asked. See, Prishtavan is a verb. We say the participle is taken as a verb. But here, Prishtavan is an adjective. Prishtavan Nachiketaha. You put Nachiketaha Prishtavan, Nachiketas asked, then Prishtavan becomes a verb. Is it clear? If we say Nachiketas Prishtavan, what is Prishtavan? It's a verb. But Prishtavan Nachiketaha is adjective. Ketavan Nachiketan. Okay, Nachiketas, who asked. Nachiketaha Prishtavan is a verb. Prishtavan Nachiketaha, an adjective. So Prishtavan, declinable word. Because it's an adjective, declinable. The Prishtavate, Prishtavan, Prishtavantam, Prishtavata, Prishtavate. To the Nachiketas who asked. Iti evam prishtavate Nachiketaya. So to that Nachiketas who has asked thus, Mrityuhu uvacha, Lord Yama said, Prishtam vastu viseshanantarancha vivakshanne. Prishtam vastu viseshanantarancha vivakshanne.
Prishtam vastu vivakshan. Prishtam vastu means the reality which was asked for. Prishtam asked. So Lord Yama said to Nachiketas who asked thus, Prishtam vastu vivakshan. Vivakshan means with the desire to teach. With the intention of teaching, the truth which was asked for, Visheshanantarancha. Visheshanantara means little more information pertaining to that Atma. Vivakshate, vakshati means vaktum icchati. Vivakshati, vaktum icchati. Vivaksha, vaktum icha, vivaksha. Desire to speak, desire to say, desire to tell, desire to impart, desire to teach. Vivakshati, desires to teach, say, speak. Vaktum icha, vivaksha. Vakshati, vaktum icchati. Now, vivakshanne. Vivakshan, desiring to teach the truth which was asked for with more information, with more details. Now, Lord Yama tells. Ityevam prishtavate mrityuhu uvacha. Prishtam vastu viseshanantaram cha vivakshan. Viseshanantaram means what? Antaram means other. Viseshanantaram, viseshanantaram. More details. With the desire to teach the truth which was asked for with more details, Lord said to Nachiketas, Yama said to Nachiketas, Sarve Veda Yat Padama Mananti, Sarve Veda Yat Padama Mananti, Sarve Veda Yat Padama Mananti, Tapamsi sarvani cha yadvadanti. Tapamsi sarvamsi cha yadvadanti. Tapamsi sarvamsi cha yadvadanti. Yadichanto brahmacharyan charanti. Yadichanto brahmacharyan charanti. Tatte padam Sangrahena bravimi. Yadichanto brahmacharyam charanti. Tatte padam sangrahena bravimi. Om ityetat. Sarve veda yat padama mananti. Tapamsi sarvani cha yadvadanti. Yadichanto brahmacharyan charanti. Tatte padam sangrahena bravimi. Om ityetat. Sarve veda yat padama mananti. Tapamsi sarvani cha yadvadanti. Yadichanto brahmacharyan charanti. Tatte padam sangrahena bravimi. Tatte padam sangrahena bravimi. Om ityetat. Sarve vedaha yat padam amananti. Sarvani tapamsi cha यद वदन्ति यद इच्छन्तः ब्रह्मचर्यं चरन्ति तत् पदं ते संग्रहेण ब्रवीमि ओम इत्येतत्
Got it? How to break it? Very simple. So, yat padam, see, again this yat has come. Yat is a dakarantaha. Trishuling, okay, we have three different gender difference in way. Dakarantaha, apusakalingaha, yad shabdaha. Which means yat that which. So here a padam, yat padam. See, the word padam here means an end. Literally, it means an end, the destination, the goal, we can say. See, the goal, why a goal is also said to be padam? So that which is arrived at is padam. Padyate iti padam. Yad padyate tad padam. That which is reached, that which is attained, that which is accomplished, that which is achieved, arrived at, reached, is what? Padam. Padyate yad padyate tad padam. So that which is achieved, arrived at, reached is padam. And we say, the word also said to be padam. You know that? A word is also said to be padam. Why? Because that through which you arrive at something. Yena padyate tad padam. Suppose we say apple. The word immediately takes you where? A particular object. Isn't it? That by which something is arrived at cognitively. If I say pen, phone, book, immediately the word takes you exactly to that object, isn't it? The word helps you. If I simply say take that, bring that, you understand what is that? Bring that apple. No, touch that window. If I say the word reveals an object, given object, a specific object. Therefore, that by which something is arrived at is also known as padam. A word padyate anena iti padam. Yat padyate tat padam. That which is arrived at, a goal is padam. That by which a given object is arrived at is also padam. Padam means word. Padam means goal. You have to interpret correctly. And our foot is called padaha. Why foot is called padaha? Here also, padyate anena iti padaha. That by which a given destination is reached. That by which a given place is reached. You move from kitchen to hall, hall to kitchen. How do you arrive at it? Okay? Padyate anena iti padaha, padyate anena iti padam, yat padyate tad padam. Understand? So pada means goal, pada means a word, pada, padaha also is derived from the same root. Okay. Now here pada means goal. Yat padam, that absolute end, ultimate goal. Sarve Vedaha, which that absolute goal, ultimate end, which all the Vedas, yat padam sarve Vedaha, amananti, amananti, reveal. Propound. Yad sarvani tapamsi cha vadanti and sarvamsi tapamsi.
तपस्य से सकारांतः नपुंसकलिंगः तपस शब्दः इन पुरल तपांसी लाइक मनांसी वासांसी सकारांतः नपुंसकलिंगः तपस शब्दः तस्य बहुवचने प्रथमा विभक्तो वसा तपांसी इति रूपं तपांसी सो तपस मीन्स पेनेंस ऑस्टिरिटी तपांसि मीन्स पेनेंस austerities. There are so many austerities, so many disciplines which are strictly followed for this. What is an austerity? Any discipline followed strictly, diligently for disciplining oneself, for one's own self-discipline, we can say, for disciplining the mind, disciplining the whole system, one's own self. So discipline, why should we discipline yourself? Disciplining is for having preparedness for becoming subtle, and for becoming subtle or preparing oneself is for the attainment of jnanam. Therefore, disciplines themselves do not become our goals. Okay? Following strictly the disciplines itself is not our goal. Disciplines are important. Disciplines are emphasized in order to convert the gross mind into a subtle mind. Insensitive mind into a sensitive mind. Convert the unsteady, restless mind into a rest, calm mind. To convert the dull intellect into a sharp intellect. Disciplines are followed. So here, so anything practiced with a commitment to discipline oneself becomes what? An austerity, tapas. Every day, 7 o'clock in the morning, I do this yoga practice means what? It's a tapas. Every day I get up in the morning, I do not miss my chanting or puja. This time means it is a tapas. Anything you do with commitment, okay, with serious interest, is what? Tapas. So here, many disciplines, that austerities, so many austerities are prescribed by the Shastram. Sarvani tapamsi, all forms of austerities also. Vadanti. Vadanti means what? Say. Say means what? Prescribe. Who prescribes? Shastram. All our Shastrajnas. Prescribe. Follow this discipline. Follow this discipline. You have this problem. Follow this discipline. Like different austerities are there. So different austerities so for us Shastram alone prescribes various austerities only to enable us accomplish that goal yad sarvani tapamsi cha yad vadanti. Then, yad ichchantah brahmacharyam charanti. And people, brahmacharyam also is a specific discipline, strictly followed by some people with the only aim of having a single pointed focus to understand the truth. Therefore, yad ichchantah brahmacharyam charanti, many aspirants of jnanam, many aspirants of moksha, many mokshavaha, who become jignasavaha, aspiring for jnanam, they also practice this discipline of brahmacharyam. Only to arrive at that goal, attain that goal. Yadi chantaha, desiring to attain which goal, many spiritual aspirants For aspiring for jnanam, follow this discipline of brahmacharyam. That goal, desiring to attain which many aspirants of knowledge practice the discipline of brahmacharyam. That goal, in order to attain which scholars, the learners, the shastrajnas prescribe many austerities, many disciplines. That which all the Vedas propound, that goal which all the Vedas propound, reveal that tad padam, that absolute goal, ultimate end, arriving at which, accomplishing which, everything becomes accomplished as it were. That great goal, sangrahena bravimi, sangraha. I told you collection. In Sanskrit class, I taught you collection. So sangrahena, it means briefly. Sangrahena briefly. Bravimi. Bravimi vadami. Sangrahena bravimi. I say it briefly as a monosyllabic word. A word of single syllable. Om. What is the goal? Ultimate goal, absolute end, Om. Om is the goal, Om is the end. And to understand that Om, you cannot physically arrive at the goal, reach the goal. There is a destination, there is a physical distance between you and Om. Therefore, you cannot, there's a physical distance. The distance between you and Om, the ultimate goal, you are the aspirant of accomplishing that goal, achieving that goal. And between you, the aspirant, the seeker, and the goal, there's no physical distance between this distance. There's no time distance also. Therefore, this accomplishing, achieving, reaching, attaining the goal is not something, doesn't involve any action. It involves only knowledge, knowing. The distance between you, the aspirant, and the goal, the aspirant for the goal and the goal, is distance between you is caused by ajnanam. Ignorance is caused. Ignorance alone causes the distance. Therefore, ignorance caused distance must be resolved only by jnanam, only by attaining the jnanam. Therefore, to attain the knowledge of the goal, accomplish that goal, Shastram, all the Vedas, and in the end portion, in the Upanishads, no, they reveal the goal. Because they serve as means of knowledge of that goal. All the Vedas talk very, very highly of that Om. In order to attain that goal alone, the sages and wise people prescribe many austerities to prepare oneself. And even specifically some aspirants practice the discipline of brahmacharyam also specifically for attaining that goal. So that padam, that goal, sangrahena bravimi, I teach you briefly. And what? Om. That goal in the form of a single word, the monosyllabic word, Om. This is the literal meaning. Yat padam sarve vedaha amananti. Means, in fact, the Vedas themselves are here available for us only as the means of knowledge. The very purpose of the Vedas, purpose of having the Vedas itself is what? Itself is to help human beings live a proper life, thereby to prepare their minds for discovering that truth, to attain that goal. Sarvani tapamsi vadanti yadichantaha mukshavaha. Mukshavaha brahmacharyam charanti. People who are aspiring for moksha, for the discipline of brahmacharyam. Tat padam te sangrahena bravimi. I teach you that goal very briefly. Etad om iti. And this is nothing but om. Okay. You see the bhashyam. Sarve vedaha. Yat padam. Okay. Padam. He explains the padaniyam. Shankara Bhagavatpada explains the word padam as what? Padaniyam. Padaniyam means what? Gamaniyam. So that which should be attained, that which should be arrived at, that which should be reached. So gamaniyam, take it as a noun here. Gamaniyam. Like kartavyam, you take as a noun. Padaniyam, gamaniyam, that which should be arrived at, that which should be reached. Avibhagena, avibhagena. Okay, that goal which should be reached, how should it be reached? Avibhagena, without separation. Vibhagaha means separation. Vibhajanam, separating. Vibhagaha, separation. Avibhagena, without separation. Now, every individual human being, as a mumukshu, as a jignya, not all the human being, those who are purusharthanischaya, the mature people who are very clear about the end being moksha, and those people who are aspiring for moksha, who are aspiring for jnanam, knowing the jnanam being the means of moksha also, those people, they are searching for the seekers of jnanam. Seekers of moksha means what? There's a distance between the seeker and the sought. The sought is the goal. Okay, the seeker is the aspirant here. There is a distance now. Why does the seeker or the aspirant, it aspires for this goal? Because he does not know the goal, the end which has to be arrived at, which has to be accomplished, is not separate from him. He does not know. Because of the ignorance of one's own sarupam, this person is searching for the goal. Now he's an aspirant. There's a goal to be accomplished by this aspirant. Now there's distance. There's separation. The goal to be accomplished is separate. I, the seeker, am separate. I am the knower, and the goal is something to be known. There's a distance now. There's separation now as the knower and the known. Actually speaking, this goal which has to be attained in terms of knowledge. Thereby, the separation will be resolved. The difference will be resolved, division will be resolved, separation will be resolved. As I said earlier, the distance between the aspirant, the seeker, and the sought, in the form of, you can say, Om, which is Ishvara. The distance between the Jiva and Ishvara, Jiva the seeker and Ishvara the sought, the distance is caused by ignorance, not by time or space. There's no physical distance caused by space or space and time. Therefore, the distance is caused by ignorance. Only by resolving the ignorance, this goal can be reached. How? Avibhagena. So, resolving the, but through the resolution of the difference, the separation, one has to accomplish the goal. A goal which has to be accomplished in terms of resolving the separation caused by ignorance. Avibhagena. Amananti. Amananti means what? Pratipadayanti. Pratipadayanti means what? Reveal. Vedas help you reach. Vedas help you arrive at the truth. Vedas help you reach that goal. Pratipadayanti. Reveal. The goal which should be arrived at through the resolution of the separation, which Vedas reveal. Tapamsi sarvanicha yadvadanti yat praptyartham. Yat praptyartham, yasya praptyartham. For the purpose of attaining which alone, the sages, the great people, the Shastrajnas, or all our books, prescribe various austerities, many austerities. Yat praptyartham, yat praptyarthani, yat praptyarthani sarvani tapamsi. All these austerities prescribed by Shastram, prescribed by the people of, the people, learned people of, learned people, are also what? For only for the purpose of attaining this goal. Yat praptyarthani sarvani tapamsi. All austerities which are prescribed for the attainment of which goal? Goal. Itartaha. Yadichantaha brahmacharyam. So desiring which? Brahmacharyam. Now he explains the word brahmacharyam. Guru kula vasa lakshanam. Gurukula vasa lakshanam. That following the discipline of brahmacharyam in the form of residing in a gurukulam. There is an ashramaha, there is a gurukulam. Gurukulam means what? Gurukulam means a place where the teacher resides along with his students and imparts knowledge. Gurukulam, student. And Gurukula Vasaha, residing in the Gurukulam. Residing in the Gurukulam for what? Only for learning. Means staying along with the teacher, residing in the, so residential schools. And okay, the idea of having residential schools is not something new. It has been there in India from time immemorial, okay? Gurukula Vasaha. When a child becomes adequately mature, then the students leave the parents leave the child with the guru. And staying in the gurukulam Even if seeing the teacher living the whole life, they learn things. Apart from learning in the class, outside of the class hours also, the students can learn. There is always learning in Gurukulam, learning, learning. Inside the classroom, you learn the Shastram. Outside the classroom also, you can learn from the teacher, behavior reflecting the teaching. Therefore, Gurukulavasa Lakshanam, Brahmacharyam is a discipline followed in the form of, discipline in the form of residing in the Gurukulam. It means then the Brahmachari is the one who lives in Gurukulam. Following this discipline is called Brahmachari, a student. And he has his own duties. How should a Brahmachari be? So following those disciplines and duties as a student residing in the Gurukulam, a person is, means what is the purpose? So living in the Gurukulam, following the Brahmacharya discipline itself is for, ultimately for attaining this Jnanam, accomplishing this end. Gurukulavasa Lakshanam Brahmacharyam Yaduva Brahma Praptyartham Charanti. See, Brahma Praptyartham Charanti, that discipline which is followed, that discipline in the form of residing in the Gurukulam, studying the Shastram with the help of the teacher, learning inside the classroom and outside the classroom also, is mainly for what? Brahma Praptyartham Charanti. They follow the discipline specifically for the attainment of the absolute reality Brahma in terms of knowledge. That padam, that goal, tubhyam, te, tubhyam, to you, padam, yat jnatum icchasi, that goal which you want to know, that absolute end which you want to know, to you, te, tubhyam, sangrahena, sankshepataha, bravimi. Sangrahena bravimi means sankshepataha bravimi. Sankshepaha, brief. Sankshepataha, briefly. Adverbs will be in fifth case or in third case. Sankshepena, sankshepena, correct. Sankshepataha, correct. Sangrahena, sankshepena, sankshepataha, briefly, bravimi. Bravimi, teach. I teach or I say. Bravimi is vadami. Om ityetat. Okay. So sangrahena sankshepataha means that ultimate goal, absolute end, which is implied by the term Brahma, I shall here present you as one word, as a single syllable word, Om. You cannot make the, you cannot say something more briefly than saying one word, a monosyllabic word, in the most concise form is what, Om. So here, when any student goes to the Gurukulam at a very young age, any student is called Brahmachari. So, when any student is called Brahmachari, because they follow this discipline of Brahmacharyam. But all the Brahmacharis do not jump and skip the ashramas and become sannyasis. All brahmacharis should not become brahmacharis, need not become sannyasis, should not skip the ashramas. All brahmacharis, after the study of the shastram, they do enter into the grihastha ashrama. Then they go through anaprastha ashrama, and later on, they learn from their life's experiences. They become, they have viveka vairagyam, and because they already studied the shastram, they live a disciplined way of life enjoined by the shastram. At a certain age, they will have that prepared mind. Then naturally, they'll become viveka and they'll become very dispassionate. So naturally, when they grow out of desire for things, knowing the limitations of the world, then aspiring for jnanam, knowing the value of jnanam, they go through sannyasa mentally. See, any individual who has dispassion towards the worldly things, knowing their limitations and having aspiration only for jnanam, is said to be a person of sannyasa, renunciation. That person is mentally a sannyasi. Even the person is not in saffron robes, definitely that person is a sannyasi. How can he mentally, he's aspiring only for jnanam. Mentally, okay, there is no, naturally has grown out of desire for all forms of worldly achievements, worldly possessions, material things. Because he has viveka, he has discriminative understanding that everything in this world is time bound, subject to change, nothing is permanent. So there's no permanent happiness in anything. And a permanent, actually what I'm wanting is permanent happiness. That permanent happiness is only in knowing the truth. A person who has such viveka, who's aspiring for the permanent, who's no more interested in the impermanent, is a person who goes through sannyasa mentally. Avivekavan purushaha vairagyavan purushaha bhavati. A person of discriminative understanding alone becomes a person of dispassion. Without viveka, vairagyam is impossible. That is why vairagyam, this dispassion, is not something, frustration. Dispassion should not be mistaken for frustration. Dispassion is something, a beautiful, the maturity of a person. Dispassion is an expression of a mature individual. Dispassion is naturally growing out of, naturally having grown out of desires for anything material in the world. How? Why does the person become dispassionate? This person is no more dependent on these material things for his happiness and security. Why? The person has discovered the fact, learned the fact that everything in this world is time bound. Everything in this world is subject to change. Nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. Especially the possessions are not permanent. Possessions are not permanent. Relationships are not permanent. Nothing is permanent. How close we are. Relationships, no, emotionally. We get very, very close, especially as family members. Husband and wife relationship. Children, parents relationship. Parents and relationship. Siblings relationship. Sisters, brothers relationship. Family members relationship. Friends and relatives relationship. Now, friendship also. Relationships, no, we easily get entangled. Relationships are a must. We have to maintain a very, very, very lubricated, friction-free relationship in the world with everybody. That's how the life will be beautiful. No doubt at all. But at the same time, relationships also. We very dependent on relationships also. So here, the person who knows the limitations of all this, everything in this material world, the positions and possessions, actions, related results of actions, experiences, enjoyment of pleasures, relationships, everything. That person who knows everything is subject to change, everything is time bound, therefore nothing will give me permanent happiness. One has to learn, this is a fact. This fact a person learns from his life's experiences. And he's also being exposed to the teaching and being given to the association also with Mahatmas, being exposed to satsangs also, and learning, living a clean life of Dharma and learning from one's own life also. Definitely, a person becomes very clear about this fact. When a person becomes very clear about this fact, he is a person of discriminative understanding, Vivekavan Purushaha. That person definitely will have Vairagyam. We don't need to tell somebody to give up something. The person becomes dispassionate naturally, effortlessly. He grows out of desire for all these worldly achievements and positions and positions. Such a person is said to be a sannyasa, who goes to sannyasa mentally. So sometimes people from Brahmacharya ashrama, going through Grihastha ashrama, Vanaprastha ashrama, then they go through sannyasa mentally. Otherwise, some people from Brahmacharya ashrama itself, because of the Purva Janma, because of the samskaras of the previous Janmas, because of some punyam, sometimes they become very mature, even when they are brahmacharis. So without entering into the Grihastha ashrama, Vanaprastha ashrama, straight away they take to life of sannyasa. Because of this same Veka Vairagyam. See, what makes a sannyasi, it is the Viveka Vairagyam makes a person sannyasi. It's not that simply wearing a saffron dress. Okay? Therefore, people who skip these two ashramas and straight away take to life of sannyasa, who mentally, one should go through sannyasa mentally. And one, if a person goes in sannyasa mentally, if he also takes the life of sannyasa, and where he has certain dress code, etc., then that person is called Naishtika Brahmachari. Naishtika Brahmacharyam means a person from Brahmacharya ashrama, he continues to follow the Brahmacharya ashramam, the discipline of Brahmacharyam, skipping the ashramas. But as a person totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam, called Naishtika Brahmacharyam. So here Brahmacharya, Yadichantaha Brahmacharyam Charanti means desiring to know which, desiring to achieve which, accomplish which, people strictly take to the life of sannyasa. People strictly follow the aspirants, the serious mumukshus, jignasus, follow this discipline of Brahmacharyam, the Naishtika Brahmacharyam. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of living life sannyasa? What is the purpose of the following this discipline of Naishtika Brahmacharyam? What is the purpose? The only purpose is discovering the truth. Therefore, that ultimate goal, with the desire to accomplish which alone, serious spiritual aspirants, mukshavaha, jignasavaha, follow this discipline of Naishtika Brahmacharyam. That absolute goal, ultimate goal, I teach you briefly as Om, a monosyllabic expression. Okay. Tadetat padam. I'll just give you one sentence and stop here. I have to actually unfold the nature of the ourself, which is more important lesson, which I will do it tomorrow. Tadetat padam. Tadetat padam. No, pada means word also. Pada means goal also. The ultimate goal in the form of the word Om. Monosyllabic word Om. Tad, that etad padam, that goal alone is as Om. Tad etat padam, tad bubhutsitam tvaya, bubhutsitam. See, bodhum iccha, bodhate, bodhati means knows, bodaha knowledge, bodhanam knowing. Now, bodhum, to know. Bodhum iccha bubhutsa. Bodhum iccha bubhutsa. Bubhutsa means jignyasa, desire to know. Bubhutsate, desires to know. Desires of knowing. Now, tvaya bubhutsitam. Tvaya bubhutsita means it was desired by you to know. Tvaya by you, bubhutsitam, the goal which was desired by you to know. Tvaya bubhutsitam. Literally, what does it mean? The goal, it was desired by you to know means, it was this the goal, the ultimate goal, which was desired by you in terms of knowing, was desired by you to know. That goal is Om. That Om is what? The absolute reality, ultimate truth. Yad etat Om iti Om shabda vachyam. Very important. Om is the word, and the goal which you want to know is the meaning of the word Om. Om is the padam, a word. Om shabda vachyam means that truth, reality, is the meaning revealed by that word Om. The substance of the substantive Om. The meaning revealed by that word Om. Om Shabda Vachyam. Table Shabda Vachyam. An object table is the meaning of the word table. Every shabda, shabdaha, shabda vachyam. Shabda vachyam means the meaning of the word. Shabdena vachyam, that which is revealed by the word is what? Shabda vachyam. Shabdaha means word. So, shabd, om iti, om shabda vachyam, om shabda pratikancha. Okay. The om, Ishabdaha, Om. What is it, Om? A word. And what is Brahman here? Brahman is the meaning, the reality is the meaning of the word Brahma. Om Vachyam, Om Shabda Vachyam. The goal is the meaning of the word Om. So understanding the meaning revealed by the word Om is what? Attaining the absolute goal. And what is Om Shabdaha? Pratikancha. What is Pratikam? Symbol. So symbol of that goal. Om is a symbol of that ultimate goal. Om is the word revealing that goal. So Om serves to, Om is a revealer of that. Om is a word which reveals that goal in terms of its nature. Om is also a symbol of that goal. Symbol pratikam. Symbol of a symbol means it's a sound symbol. Om happens to be a word. It's a sound symbol of Ishvara, the Lord. Om, understanding Om is understanding the whole Ishvara, the Lord. And therefore, Om is a sound symbol of the Lord, the whole. Pratikam. When we go to temples, we have different murtis, different forms. And different forms have, the different forms. The heads are different. If you see the form with many limbs, hands, legs, with the beauty decoration, etc., head, all the limbs of the deity are very clear. So the form with limbs is called Savayava Murtihi, Avayava Sahita Murtihi. Savayava Murtihi is a form symbol which we have in all our temples. A form symbol is Pratima. A form without limbs is what? Pratikam. Pratima, Pratikam. A form with the limbs, a symbol of Ishvara. That which represents Ishvara. If it has limbs, a form with the limbs is Savayava Murtihi is Pratima. Nir Avayava Murtihi. A form without limbs is Pratikam. But here Om is not even a form. It's a sound form. Not form. Sound symbol. Therefore Om is also Pratikam, a sound symbol. Okay. I'm going to stop here. And Om is called Pranavaha. I'll tell you this one thing, I'm going to stop. Pranavaha. So here the word, why Om is called Pranavaha? How Om serves as a symbol of Ishvara, the whole. Because Navaha means name. Dental Nakara. Okay? Navaha means Nama. A name is a word which can denote only one given object. Any one word is a name of a given object. Chair is a word which is a name of a given object. Table is a name, a word, name of a given object. A object which serves a given purpose. So every word is a name of a given form which serves a given purpose. Every word is a given name of a given form which serves a given purpose. Every word is a name, Navaha. So one Navaha, one name can denote only given object. the word table cannot reveal any other object except the table. The word door cannot, the word door is a name of a given form which cannot reveal any other form except the door form. Whereas pranavaha, om is not simple navaha, om is a pranavaha, unique name. Not any ordinary name which reveals a given form, navaha. Om is not navaha, om is a pranavaha, unique name. Prakarshena nuyate anena iti pranavaha. Prakarshena nuyate anena iti pranavaha. That by which uniquely the whole world which constitutes is constituted of the countless number of forms is denoted. Therefore, the word om is called pranavaha. Prakarshena nuyate anena iti pranavaha. Every object, countless number of forms associated with their respective countless number of purposes, functions, are denoted by one word. That one word is a unique word which stands for everything in the world. Therefore, it is pranavaha, a unique name. Pranavaha, a unique name. Om. Om iti, that is pratikam. It's a sound symbol. And the word and the goal is in the form of the meaning revealed by this word om. What's the meaning of the word om? We'll see tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.